Hey friend, welcome to Jesus and Coffee. Today I want to talk about the birthing experience. So just sharing a little bit of something I've gone through. So my husband is a writer and a film producer, and I'm a writer and a creative director. And I mean, we just have all kinds of talents, right? I act, I do a little bit of everything. Not necessarily do it all well, but I do it, right? So my husband wrote this film. It's a short film and it's called She Pours. So he wrote this film and he gets out and directs this film. I'm acting in it. I created the graphics. He co-produced it alongside a young lady named Kawan Fitch. And it's an amazing film that tells the story of five women who are on the journey to pursue purpose. And it kind of lifts the veil on things that they go through to get there, right? That no one knows they're going through. So we filmed this film in Columbia, South Carolina, right there at a Kiki's Chicken and Waffles. And it's done. It's edited. All of the color correcting is finished. The music is added. Like things have been worked on in the process to getting this film to finished, right? So then it's finished and we are so excited about it because we're thinking everyone's going to be excited about it, right? So we're submitting it for networks to pick up, and days pass and no one picks it up, and weeks passed and it's still not picked up, and then months pass and now we're starting to look like, oh, it's never going to get added anywhere. And now we're at over a year and nothing is happening. And we're frustrated, not just with the film, but I mean, it was a time in my husband and I, you know, our life where he's frustrated with his job and I'm frustrated with my season and my career. And we have all kind of other things going on. And it just got overwhelming, friend. And then suddenly one day we wake up and the movie, the short film, less than 20 minutes, but a powerful film, is on Amazon Prime. And when I tell you, the look on my husband's face was a look of breath breathed into his lungs. And I knew in that moment that that's exactly what the birthing experience feels like. I've got four biological children, right? So I think about the moment from conception, and child, I don't want to relive that because, you know, but from the moment that I looked at the pregnancy test and found out I was pregnant, the feelings of fear and excitement of, you know, the joy of bringing life into the world, but also being deathly afraid that I wouldn't be fit for it. You know, just all of those different emotions that I went through when I discovered I was pregnant. And then all of the different transitions my body went through carrying the child, you know, different physical things to deal with, different emotional challenges, just all kind of different things that happened. Moms, you know, and I'm sure dads, you probably go through things too, but I just don't have that. You know, I don't know about that. I do know that becoming a parent and getting ready to give birth to something is one of life's most precious things, but also one hell of a journey. Amen. But then I also know that when you're in the labor and delivery room and you're going through all of that pain, child, you can't think of nothing. The pain is so intense that you don't say nothing to me, okay? Just sit right there. Be quiet. Nobody say nothing. Turn the TV down. Amen. But you're going through all of those things and you can't think about nothing but how much it hurts, how much pain you're in. And then boom, you give birth and everything goes away. Like nothing matters. You look at that little beautiful boy or girl that you've given birth to, and all of the things that happened in the past 9 months, you would do them all again. And that's how we felt the moment that She Pours, the short film, hit Amazon Prime. Like all of the stuff that we went through, we would do it all again if we knew that it would get us here. So I wanted to share that story with you today because maybe you're in a birthing season. Maybe you're in a season where you've been, you know, going through different pains and morphing, you know, your body's changing, your mind's changing emotionally. You're having highs and lows and a lot going on in this season because you're giving birth to something so amazing. And there's a process to that. And the process may not feel good, but once you give birth to that thing, nothing else is gonna matter. And you do it all over again. If you knew that the thing you give birth to was going to be as beautiful as it is. So I just want to encourage you that if you're in a season where it feels like nothing's working, where it feels like you are, you know, you're trying, you're pushing, you're nesting, where it feels like you feel like it's right around the corner, you're doing everything you're supposed to be doing, but you're tired, you know, you're weary, you're not sure you got anything left. Friend, your birthing season is right around the corner. And although it may be, you know, feeling like all hell is breaking loose right now, the moment you push and finally give birth to that thing, man, it's all going to be worth it. So keep on going, friend. I ain't got no epidural for you. I ain't got no way to avoid the pain or to avoid the, you know, the parts of the process that matter. And you definitely don't want to, you know, prematurely pull anything off. You know, they always say that premature children, you know, have a lower chance of survival and they go through all of these different things. So don't try to give birth to the thing prematurely, friend. Let the process be the process. Keep holding on. Keep going through the motions. Let the seasons take whatever time they need and trust that your birthing season is right around the corner and it is going to be worth everything you went through to get there. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for every single thing that we have to go through in this world that brings us closer to the birthing seasons that you have for us, Lord. We know that just like giving birth to a child, Lord, that, you know, sometimes it don't feel so good. Sometimes we get a little scared. And even after we give birth, Lord, there are new challenges that lie ahead. Lord, but we just thank you for them all because we know that you have a plan for each and every space in our lives and that everything that happens to us also happens for us. And that as long as we stay in your will, it all works out for our good. So we thank you for that. Lord, I ask you that you would give my friends, give them the second wind that they need. Send them a reminder today that the birthing season is on the way, Lord, that everything that they have been doing up until this point was not in vain, Lord, that their voices are not falling on deaf ears, that they don't have to jump up and down, that they are seen, that they don't have to keep knocking on doors because the right ones are going to open when they get to them. Lord, we just thank you that you are a God of knowing, that you know the end from the beginning, that you know the beginning from the end, and that you have provision for every space in between. Lord, although we don't necessarily ask to know what you know, because I'm not sure we can handle that, Lord, I just ask that you would keep us centered as we get through the spaces of uncertainty, that you would send us people who believe like we do so that we can find strength in spaces where we are weak. Lord, we thank you for all that you are doing. We thank you for everything you have given us and all the work that you have for us to do, Lord. We thank you for the spaces we'll fill for others. We thank you for the voids that exist so that we can fill them with love. Lord, we thank you that seasons change and what may now feel cold, brittle, and lonely will soon be overflowing with an abundance of all things great. Lord, we believe this. We trust the process and we know that our birthing season is on the way, and we're going to give birth to something that's so beautiful, we won't even remember all the pain it took to get us there. And we claim this all in your son Jesus' name and count it done. Amen. Have an amazing remainder of your day, friend. Send this link to someone you love. Have them join in. Catch you next time on Jesus and Coffee.